Hi, Patrick Madrid here. Thanks for listening. Check out Charity Mobile and prayerfully consider making them your wireless carrier. Mention offer code Patrick and get a free phone. Go to charitymobile.com. Let's go now to Fred in Kyle, Texas. Hi, Fred.
Hi, and I just wanted to follow up on something about the baseball game and going back into Target and stuff like that. You know, like that we want to boycott this. The people that work for the company, something like that, that are suffering, the drivers, the stockers, and everything else, you know, they're the ones that are losing out.
Well, if I may, Fred, they are definitely losing out, but so are the stockholders, the shareholders. Just take the Bud Light debacle, $6.6 billion lost in a week. I mean, that's real suffering at that level as well. So everybody suffers when people make those bad decisions.
People, they're boycotting the Budweiser, or they want to boycott Target or something. If you don't like it, just don't do it. It's just that simple.
But isn't that what a boycott is? I don't like it, therefore I'm not going to spend my money and I'm not going to buy it. Isn't that exactly what a boycott does?
Yes, it is. There's consequences to everything. There's consequences there. Just like, why should a person who works in the warehouse or driving the truck or stocking the site, why do they have to suffer? Okay. And they're suffering because someone is saying that, ooh, it's not my way or something like that. I keep hearing over and over and over from my Christian brothers and sisters condemning other people. You know, our job is not to judge. Our job is to love one another. Our job is to support one another. If you're not with the LGBT community, that's okay. You can't force ourselves, our beliefs to other people. That's not right.
Have you not been following the news, Fred? It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with corporate retailers forcing an agenda on people that they don't want and putting things in that harm children. So the trans area comes up in this regard, you know, transing kids at 4, 5, 6 years of age, surgeries to mutilate their bodies, puberty blockers. There's a lot going on that harms people, and that's just one facet of it. And when you see that in your face in a Target store where you go in to buy something for the kitchen or something like that, people are reacting against it. They don't want it. And by boycotting, they wind up sending a message that the retailer feels because they lose a lot of money. You know what I'm talking about, Fred, and I know you know what I'm talking about because you're a good person, I'm sure, and you would pull back and you wouldn't shop there. You're not judging in the way that Jesus said, don't judge. Remember that Jesus says in Matthew 7, verse 1, judge not lest you be judged. Seems like that's the only judgment verse that people know. But he also said in John chapter 7, 24, he says, judge with a right judgment. So we're told to judge in John 7, but not judge people's hearts.
We need to show more love to everybody.
How would you propose that we show love to the Dodgers, who are making a mockery of religious sisters and the Catholic Church in general by bowing to and giving awards to and inviting to be at their games, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence? How do you show love for Target that is bombarding families with this trans gear, the clothing, that is part of a bigger picture that actually is harming children and young people? What kind of love are you proposing that we show them?
You are not in their shoes. I am not in their shoes. We don't have those children. You don't have a son or daughter like that.
I don't have to be a drug addict to know that taking drugs is wrong. How about this, Fred? Jesus said, woe to that man who scandalizes one of these little ones. Children. It would be better for him, Jesus said, to have a millstone hung around his neck and be tossed into the sea. Does it sound like Jesus is judging people who scandalize others?
No.
It doesn't?
I know what you just said. I heard what you just said.
Okay.
I'm not in belief that a child should be making those decisions for themselves.
Good.
You know, I'm not that parent. I'm not
and
that
I'm not
that
promoting hurting anybody. I hope you don't have that mistaken notion. No, we're not promoting harming anybody in any way. Actually, if anything, we're trying to seek people from not being harmed. But a boycott is a way to get a company's attention. And even if they're not making the good decisions on the basis of what's right, even if they're just making a good decision on the basis of how much money they stand not to lose, that's still a win.
Yeah. I love my brothers and sisters. I just don't like when, you know, they're singled out or something like that. Like, because, you know.
But Fred, it's not those people that we're talking about. It's never been them that we're talking about. We're talking about these corporate entities that are making a ton of money by exploiting vulnerable people. Yeah, and when good-hearted people see that and they say, I don't want to shop there. I don't want to shop at a store whose corporate management is socially irresponsible, and they're cashing in on harming, exploiting physically, emotionally, spiritually vulnerable people. And you think that's wrong for someone to say, I don't want to spend money at a place that's doing that. And you find fault with the people who refrain from shopping there? I don't get it.
No, I didn't say I was faulting that. Let's just say like a box of Wheaties, okay? They put someone on a box of Wheaties for 2-3 months and he's gone. Bud Light put a picture of a woman or trans on a can, and all of a sudden
the world
goes crazy.
How about a Hitler picture on a box of Wheaties? You buy that? Would you buy that box of Wheaties, Fred?
Yes,
if they
I
said,
would.
You know what, it's just going to be there for a couple of weeks and then he's gone, but we're going to sell some Hitler Wheaties boxes, would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I would just buy them. You know I'm not going to buy Hitler because nobody's going to do that. Come on, you know.
Fred, listen to yourself, man.
Right now, the Republicans are promoting Donald Trump all over again, which is totally, totally wrong for our country.
Oh, Fred, come on now.
You know, the insurrections.
How about this? So if you put, maybe that's the real issue that's driving you, Fred. I don't know. What if Donald Trump's face was on a box of Wheaties? Would you buy that box of Wheaties?
No, I wouldn't.
Why not? Why would you want to hurt all the people that work at Wheaties? Surely you can see my point. Your argument is inconsistent.
Yeah, I do see your point, and surely you can see mine. You know,
I see it, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I see it, but it's not a cogent argument. Forgive me, it's just not.
And I think, big corporate has been gouging us for years and years and years.
Does that make it right?
Yes.
It does?
Corporate has been gouging the United States forever.
Hey, Fred, I wish we had more. I really, really wish I could talk to you for the next hour, but I've got to take a break. I'm overdue. Thank you for your passion, sir, even though we disagree.
Thank you for taking my call. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you, too. Coming right back. Let's go to Ann now in Georgia.
My comment is, I guess, in response to the last caller that you had, Fred, who was talking about, it sounded like he really wanted to be compassionate and show that and say all the right things about people in the LGBTQ community, whatever. Mm-hmm. We have a daughter who has just recently told us that she wants to be called by a masculine name and identifies as non-binary. It causes great suffering within families. And the other thing it does is it divides family members because some are going to go along with that and others are not. And I am her mother. I love her more than anything. I care very much for her happiness. I care very much for her eternal soul. I care for things that other people are just saying, well, just call her by this other name. And isn't that better for her? And I'm thinking, how can that be better for a person to perpetuate or even cement a false identity? And so that's what's going through within our family. We've been involved with the Courage and the Encourage ministries for a number of years regarding the same daughter who came out with same-sex attractions, and that's where it all started. And many of the people and young people who have been involved in this trans movement, a lot of them do begin with same-sex attractions, and now it's morphing into something that's dividing themselves, their own souls within them. It's diabolical. But the other comment, though, is having been involved with Courage and Encourage, and we have a very close community for both of the ministries. We know each other quite well. We do a lot of fellowship together. I have gotten to know people who have same-sex attractions and know deeply their struggle, and then also their struggle with being ostracized by that very same community they came from when they came back into relationship with Jesus and the church. And so that's the real truth of this big story. It is suffering. It causes great suffering. And I love these people. I love my daughter. I love all these people dearly and deeply. But there is a way to be truly compassionate without being misguided and compassionate or saying that you're compassionate. So that was my comment, and I wanted Fred to hear a different perspective.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint you, but I don't have a different perspective. I think you said it so well and even eloquently that I share the view that you just explained. I mean, just thinking about myself as a father, I will always love my children. There's nothing they can do that will make me stop loving them. Like you love your daughter no matter what, and you love her because she's your daughter. Now, you can disagree with her, or you can be saddened or horrified even by things that your sons or daughters might do. And that's, of course, the difference between loving the person and disapproving of the person's decisions. And like, you disapprove of her decision, it doesn't mean you stop loving her. So often it happens, Anne, that I think the reality gets twisted into a narrative that if your parents don't accept your queerness or your bi-ness or your transness or your gayness or whatever, that that means that they don't love you or that they hate you. And that's not at all true, as you yourself just explained. You love her no matter what, but you love her too much to go along with a delusion. You love her so much that you will only speak the truth to her. And an analogy that I've often thought is helpful, and perhaps you've already thought of it as well, is that imagine if your daughter had, let's say, anorexia, and she was convinced in her own mind that she really is overweight and she needs to not eat so she can lose weight. Now, you see her as emaciated because she is. You see the objective truth. In her mind, she doesn't see it. But if you as mom were to say, okay, honey, okay, fair enough. If that's how you see yourself, well, then I will help you diet. I will make sure you get less and less food. You know, and I know everybody listening knows, that would be the worst possible thing a parent could do, because then you have a dead child in due time. And because you love her, you would say, honey, I want to help you. And I know that you're convinced of something, but it's not true. And I want to help you. And then it's a matter of whether or not she'll let you help her. But that's, as you know, that's the thing a good mom or father would do, because you love and you're going to speak the truth to your child.
You're very articulate in that that is the case. And all the things that you're saying are reasonable and sound. What's happening, though, to those vulnerable people like my daughter is they're being told that if your parents or anyone doesn't agree with this belief system that you have now, that you need to cut off relationship with them. And so it's not parents cutting off their relationship. It's these people that are involved in this movement or whatever you want to call it are being told, and even by psychologists, to cut off relationships. So I would just ask for prayers for our family and for my daughter for reconciliation and healing. So many of these people are so wounded, and that is her struggle, and that's what she will have to deal with. And I feel like the prodigal father. I can't go there and find her. I have to wait till she comes back to her senses, and she will be welcomed home. I ask for prayers from everybody, because this is a great suffering for family. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for what you say and what you do. You really are a great voice out there, so I thank you for that.